Reading: Foreshocks and Earthquake Prediction. Foreshocks are earthquakes which occur before a larger main shock in the same location. The time between a foreshock and the main shock can show considerable variation. Most foreshocks occur less than a day beforehand, but foreshocks which occurred months or even years before the main shock have also been observed. It is well known that earthquakes can group together, both temporally and spatially. As long ago as 1963, the Japanese seismologist Kiyomogi described different patterns of earthquake clusters: main shock aftershocks, foreshocks main shock aftershocks, and earthquake swarm, which has no principal main shock. This classification implies that not all main shocks are preceded by foreshocks. Depending on the definition of a foreshock, it has been estimated that 42% of large earthquakes have associated foreshocks. The L'Aquila earthquake, which occurred in central Italy on April 6, 2009, is an example of a strong earthquake with associated foreshocks. Over 300 people died in the magnitude 6.3 event, and the city of L'Aquila and its surrounding regions suffered extensive damage. Hundreds of low-level tremors had occurred in the area over several months prior to the main shock, and a strong magnitude 3.9 foreshock occurred at 11 p.m. on April 5th. Despite this seismic activity, seismologists were unable to predict the main shock. This particular case gained notoriety when the authorities in L'Aquila prosecuted the seismologists for failing to give adequate safety information before the main shock occurred. However, as many commentators pointed out at the time, earthquake prediction based on evidence from foreshocks has generally not been successful, and in fact, given our present knowledge, is probably almost impossible. Foreshocks have no intrinsic characteristics that enable them to be differentiated from main shocks and aftershocks. This means that foreshocks, main shocks, and aftershocks all look essentially the same on a seismogram. Even magnitude may not provide concrete evidence for classification, as numerous studies have shown that there is no correlation between main shock magnitude and the magnitude of the largest foreshock. Foreshocks cannot therefore be identified as foreshocks until after the main shock has occurred and the seismic data is analyzed. Furthermore, as mentioned above, although almost all large-scale events will have aftershocks, foreshocks do not always occur before major earthquakes. Nevertheless, there have been some successful earthquake predictions. Perhaps the most famous among these was a prediction made in China in February 1975 for a large earthquake in the area of the city of Haicheng. After foreshocks damaged buildings, the government issued a warning 9 hours before a magnitude 7.3 earthquake hit the city. Residents were able to evacuate, and the loss of life was low. At the time, this success raised new hopes for earthquake prediction. But a magnitude 7.8 earthquake a year later in China was not predicted, and hundreds of thousands of people died.